This Saturday, CenturyLink Field in Seattle will be filled with graduates from the University of Washington. Among them, the most recent crop of veterans who returned to school with the help of the Post-9/11 Veterans Assistance Act. But many veterans have an awareness of the world that most traditional students are unfamiliar with, and that can make for a challenging transition. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
Sam Talkington is cramming. It's finals week at the UW, and he's got an economics exam soon. He's a finance major at the Foster Business School, and he's been feeling the crunch.
I have an extremely heavy course load. Right now I'm taking four courses, all 300-level courses and above, and some stuff I'm not familiar with, but becoming more familiar with as the days progress.
Talkington grew up in Spokane and joined the Army right after high school. It was a lifelong dream. But after 4 years and two deployments, it was time for a change. Like thousands of other Washington veterans, he's pursuing his education with the help of the Post-9/11 Veterans Assistance Act. For Talkington and many other student vets, the transition from military life to academia can at times be difficult.
The biggest challenge for me is, especially here, is trying to relate to a lot of the students, because although I'm not much older, their struggles and their the stress they go through is much different than me.
On campus, students may be experiencing exam anxiety for the first time, but many young veterans in college have already experienced life, death, and the carnage of war. As a result, Talkington is often confounded by some students' apathy and lack of discipline. Indeed, for many college students, the free-flowing nature of college life is part of the experience.
It's all on you, and that's completely different.
Veterans like Talkington are used to a more regimented lifestyle.
In the military, everything's really chain of command. Here, you don't report to anyone. Everything's on your own. You get your own grades.
But for veterans, that can be unnerving and even frustrating. In the military, there's safety in discipline and structure. On the battlefield, it can mean the difference between life and death. Veteran numbers on the UW campus are growing. The university says this year there are 664. Thomas Jenkins is a student and the president of the Husky United Military Veterans. The organization exists to create community among vets. Their small, noisy office is deep in the basement of the Husky Union building on campus. When he briefs incoming veterans, he tries to prepare them for the difference between being in the military and being in college.
Gets a lot fuzzier as a college student, and you need to, you know, not necessarily like the fuzziness, but accept that it's a part of it. And, you know, there's not very much you can do to separate that.
The change can make some vets feel isolated, and that can exacerbate symptoms of post-traumatic stress. But, Jenkins says, many vets are unwilling to talk about it.
If you aren't comfortable reaching out and recognizing that you do need that assistance, we sincerely hope somebody close to you does recognize a change and is willing to intervene because they want to help you out, and that's the best way to help you out.
Talkington says most of the time he doesn't even tell anyone he's a veteran.
Unless people really ask about it, I don't really say much because I feel that people don't understand and they won't. So, I mean, unless, honestly, every day it's kind of awkward.
Talkington's not ashamed. He's humble. It's a trait that many veterans share. In fact, it wasn't until after the interview that we learned he was awarded a Purple Heart. Talkington was severely injured by an explosive projectile while working as a gunner on a Humvee in 2007. He still carries some of the shrapnel in his back, but he tries not to think about it. His mind is on school.
You know what you've done, and you know the experiences and the people you've been around, but it's also time to move on and take what you've learned and apply it and help society ultimately.
Talkington is upbeat about his future. If all goes as planned, he'll graduate this time next year. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.